007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The Movie News.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon, Garrett. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You have some interesting casting news for us first this afternoon.
Well, we're going to start with Idris Elba, who's kind of generating a bit of awards buzz at the moment because his starring turn in Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, is kind of causing that little bit of buzz at the moment. But he's set to star in a movie called Bastille Day. It's written by Andrew Baldwin and it tells the story of a young American artist living in Paris and a washed-up CIA agent who are thrown together and tasked diverting an imminent attack on the city. It's not going to be Elba's next movie because it's still in development at the moment, but the film has no director, although Pierre Morel was previously attached to it. Elba has just received a BAFTA Los Angeles Britannia Humanitarian Award that weekend gone, and he's wrapped on a movie as well called The Gunman with Sean Penn, so he's a very busy man. He's going to get busier, I think, and I hope they make another Luther because he's great in that.
Yeah, exactly. So. He's one to watch, definitely. Now, and you have another biopic for us.
Yeah, this has kind of been going on for a while, actually. Tupac, the rapper, they've kind of finally decided on a shooting date to do, as you say, a biopic of his story. There's been a bit of a problem with this because they were going to do it back in 2011, but then there was a lengthy legal battle between Morgan Creek, the producers of it, and the rapper's mother, who had claimed that she didn't have creative control over the film and that they said that she had signed that right over. Anyway, this went on for a while. She countersued and they've settled it out of court and it now looks like everyone's happy again.
Feels happy, okay.
Because she's an executive producer on the film. We don't have any word as yet as to who's going to play the rapper in the film or who will direct, but I'm sure we'll get that shortly because they're talking about shooting it next spring, so they're going to put a move on
we
it
we shall
now.
Keep an eye on that one. Now, Netflix seems to be going from strength to strength. Another new series.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. If they keep investing in their own TV programs, in their own movies, we're going to see a really serious competitor on the block to other film studios. Drew Goddard, the writer of the acclaimed horror comedy The Cabin in the Woods, has begun negotiations to write the 13-episode Netflix series based on Marvel's superhero Daredevil. He's the first name to be attached to what is going to be four Netflix shows in the works based on Marvel properties. So they're not going to hold back. And of course, they'll use the VOD service, in other words, probably put them all online instantly for people to get and to view. Goddard actually wrote Cloverfield, that movie, and he has got a bit of experience working in TV because he has written on programs like Lost, Alias and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So, you know, it's not new territory to him.
Okay, and meanwhile on Netflix.
Yeah, I thought this was interesting because a report came out. I know we were talking recently about pirated movies and how much that was going on online. I thought this was interesting because it was a study showing internet traffic across the states and legitimate video sharing, how they're getting on. And it's doing pretty well.
Okay.
53% now of all downstream traffic, that's films downloaded, is legitimate. Netflix obviously been the number one there, 31%. And others like YouTube and, you know, iTunes only have got 3%, actually. Amazon, 1.6%. But the good news is, I suppose, that there's a sharp decline in BitTorrent traffic. That's the illegal file sharing. And that's down quite a bit. This side of the world, Netflix accounts for about 20% of the downstream traffic in the UK. So even though it's only been there for 2 years, it goes to show how popular. But I think that's good because maybe now we might be just getting to a stage where they're stopping the piracy
exactly.
a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that these new services, which in turn will keep the industry going because
it's very true and they're very popular.
If people pay for it, then, you know, they'll be able to reinvest.
Everyone wins. It's win-win, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, House of Cards is an example of that on Netflix, you know. And if that keeps going, it will benefit the business.
Very good. Now, I must say, I like director Joe Wright. He did such a great job on Atonement, and he's an interesting project in the works, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's in talks for this one. A reimagining of Peter Pan, J.M. Barrie's Peter Pan. I suppose, I mean, these properties, let's call them that, come around all the time.
Yeah.
And different directors look at them, different studios look at them and think, could we have something here? They're describing it as the sort of Batman Begins treatment. In other words, a story exploring the origins of the character.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
And how he came to be the boy who never grew up.
Mm.
A writer who worked on Ice Age Continental Drift is on board working as doing a script at the moment. Now, it's not the only one. And this happens as well, because there's another one as well. Channing Tatum is in one called Pan, which is over at Sony Pictures.
Okay.
And Gary Ross has directed one as well called Peter and the Starcatcher. So we're going to see
Peter Pan's time.
Yeah, it's Peter Pan's time. We're going to see a few properties of this nature coming down the line.
Okay, another fantasy favourite is, of course, The Princess Bride. What news on this one?
Well, how would you like to see that on the stage?
I would.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening, because it was written in 1973 by William Goldman, the famed film scribe. And, you know, it was a movie in 1987.
Yeah.
Rob Reiner directed the movie and had the likes of Robin Wright in it and Carrie Ulz. And it was a very popular movie.
Very
people
popular,
really
yeah.
like it. It's a good movie as well. Anyway, the Disney are in talks to basically make a deal that it will go to the stage. There's no sort of production schedule as yet, and we don't know either whether it's going to be a musical or a play. So we just have to wait. But
interesting.
It's exciting,
okay,
isn't it?
Great. Now, Murder, She Didn't Write.
You might have seen this during the week.
Yeah.
Angela Lansbury saying it's kind of a bit of a mistake that NBC are planning to reboot Murder, She Wrote, the TV series, which, of course, she famously starred in the 1980s.
That's constantly on TV here, isn't it?
Constantly.
Yeah.
The star of the new one, Octavia Spencer, is actually going to play Jessica Fletcher. Of course, the character who was, you know, living in a sleepy coastal town and went about solving crime as a hobby. Lansbury was given a honorary Oscar actually this week, but I suppose she's just kind of a bit miffed.
Maybe,
as you probably would
yeah.
be. We have to wait and see. The pilot has been committed to anyway, and you never know, it could go into full production when we see a full series of it.
We'll see. There's only one Jessica Fletcher, I think, for most people, isn't there?
Yeah.
Now, all good for Disney.
Yeah, look, they're doing really well. They've set records at the box office, and still with 6 weeks to go in the year for their movies.
But we thought The Lone Ranger had broken them, didn't we?
Well, yeah, they're in the list for adding to the take, but the company has reached the 1 billion box office milestone back in July, and now they've reached 2 million at the international box office. You know, so they're doing really well.
They've
reached 3.7 billion
yes.
now at the world box office. It was in August they reached 2 billion. So, yeah, like movies like Iron Man 3, Monsters University, Oz the Great and the Powerful, The Lone Ranger in there as well, have all added up to their take. And not only that, they've got three big movies to come yet. Delivery Man, the animated Tale Frozen, and Saving Mr. Banks.
Yes,
so it could be a really good year for them. So they're
very glad to hear it.
Happy people, I'd say, at Disney.
Very good. Now, what trailer should we check out online this week, Garrett?
A movie called Winter's Tale with Colin Farrell.
Not the Sherry.
No, not the Sherry. This looks big. A burglar falls for an heiress as she dies in his arms, and when he learns that he has the gift of reincarnation, he sets out to save her.
Quite a tale and quite a cast, huh?
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
When you watch the trailer, I think it's an Irish accent Russell Crowe is doing in it. But yeah, I'm not going to say anything about
you're saying you think that says it all.
Jessica Brown. I really like Russell Crowe. I think he's great. Jessica Brown Finlay, Jennifer Connelly, and as I said, Colin Farrell leads the cast. Akivia Goldsman is the director here. He's a writer of movies like Beautiful Mind and things like that. He's worked a lot with Ron Howard, and he's in the director's chair and has written
screenplays. going to check that out.
Check it out.
Excellent. Now, quite a few new releases to get through. Where are we starting?
Yes, let's start with Battle of the Year, Dream Team. This is about, well, it's about dancing, really. It's American dancers assemble a team of best dancers to try and win back the trophy for America where it started. It's, yeah, it's got all the hallmarks of one of those movies.
Yes.
Yeah. You've got Broken Song. This is a documentary as well. It's an Irish documentary about Git Costello and Willa Lee, are street poets, hip-hop artists and songwriters from North Dublin, and it gives you a little bit of an insight into their lives. Now, I have a clip of a movie. I picked this because there's a lot of movies out this week, but I picked this clip because I do like Jude Law. I think he's an actor who's really come on in the last few years in the roles that he's taken.
Yeah.
And he's really in full swing in this role in a movie called Dom Hemingway. And after spending 12 years in prison for keeping his mouth shut, notorious safecracker Dom is back in the streets of London looking to collect what he's owed, and Richard E. Grant is his co-star.
I screwed it up, Dickie. I screwed everything up.
Really? And I thought you were just mentally retarded. Like those boys with the bowl cuts on the telephones.
Dickie, I'm a mess. Look at me.
I'm trying not to.
I'm pathetic. I don't belong here. I'm a monster. I'm a dinosaur.
Don't forget nudists, Dom. Don't forget that.
I'll be thrown away. Sent to leper colony. Forgotten about. Left to rot with the maggots.
Jesus, Dom. You've got to get control of yourself. You've got to beg forgiveness of him. You've got to put on trousers.
I've been locked up for so long, Dickie. I see the light. The air. It's been so long since I breathed clean air. I look at the clouds, I go nuts. You mix in the whiskey, I go crazy. I mean, I'm afraid to see my own daughter.
Really? But not too afraid to insult one of the most dangerous men in all of Europe. Unfortunately, you had the brass for that one.
Yeah, good clip, Garrett.
Yeah, two great actors there, you know. So it's a bit of fun.
They really look really good together, actually, don't they? They just kind of work off each other very
well. Richard E. Grant the right role as well, and he wraps it up. He's very good.
No, that sounds good.
Don John's another movie out. Joseph Gordon-Levitt actually directs this one and then stars in it alongside Scarlett Johansson and Julianne Moore. It's about a New Jersey guy dedicated to his family and friends and church, but develops unrealistic expectations from watching bad things online and works to find happiness and intimacy with his potential true love. I mentioned In Fear last week. That's a movie starring Alan Leach that's out as well. And then a big one, probably an Oscar contender, Lee Daniels as The Butler. A strange one as well, because they had to change the name of it from The Butler
to
Lee Daniels as The Butler, which is quite confusing for some people because Lee Daniels is the director. Not too many people know who he is.
Yeah.
It's not an authorship that people would immediately jump to and think, oh, is Lee Daniels The Butler?
Yes.
I think it's just one of those confusing things.
And of course, a big push from Oprah Winfrey as well, who's starring in it.
And Forest Whitaker stars in it as well. But I think that one's going to do well. It's about a butler who serves eight presidents and during his tenure as the butler at the White House, the civil rights movement, Vietnam and other major events affects this man's life, family and, of course, American society. And then we have The Counselor from director Ridley Scott with a big cast here as well from a notable writer, Cormac McCarthy, Michael Fassbender, Penelope Cruz and Cameron Diaz star in a movie about a lawyer who finds himself in over his head when he gets involved with drug trafficking. And finally, as a great list of movies Utopia, a documentary from Australian journalist John Pilger, who returns to the subject that has dotted his professional career, really the treatment by the Australian government of its Indigenous peoples. So there's
quite a selection
of movies. Yes.
Great. And your TV movie recommendation?
Well, I like this movie, Cadillac Records. It's it has a little bit of a TV movie feel to it, but still, if you like music and if you like that scene, because it's a scene that it involved 1950s music talents, Etta James, Muddy Waters, Chuck Berry. It's about a music producer, Leonard Chess, whose record label became a key element in the development of blues and early rock, providing a home for some of the most exciting musical talents. You've got good cast, Beyonce Knowles, Adrian Brody, Jeffrey Wright, all star in Cadillac Records. It's on late. It's on at 5 to 12 or T2 tonight. But if you like the music, watch it.
Great stuff, Garrett. Thanks a million.
Thank you.